probably manifest itself in different ways for different people.
Morning.
Oh, yeah.
I just already coming down the road.
Swinging.
Mike's there. I don't know.
So I'm sitting in a car with someone who thinks days are really important.
I think days are important. I think, yeah.
But really, don't you think you've just wasted today? More or less?
Well, no, I mean, these are the thing.
In a given day,
I keep...
Fuck all happens.
No, I keep like a practice journal for when I'm practicing music. I do that every evening. And I'll say, right, this is what I've done today. This is what I've accomplished today. I've worked in this key or I've done that. And I'll look back through it. I think I always try and accomplish something in my guitar practice each day.
You seem to have some kind of like fucking Zen structure to do with music.
Yeah. It's not a Zen structure.
Sounds like a fucking Zen structure.
What's a Zen structure?
You just lent me the book of Zen structures.
How are you getting on with that?
Well, it's there. It's there in my house now.
Well, yeah, that's it. Osmosis is taking its place.
The other thing I was thinking of, I do seem to have taken on board the hoovering as a domestic job.
Yeah.
Which I started off by doing, just running around the house, do the hoovering, no problem. But then I do what I do with jobs.
you I start to worry all the life out of it.
Well, yeah, I start to think, right, what's the best possible way of hoovering?
I think, yeah.
With, you know, and I start to think of not just my house as having obstacles to hoover around, but I include the humans that inhabit the house, my family.
Yeah, dirt carriers.
They are, traipsers, as I call them.
Filth traipsers.
Dirty traipsers. I find it to be very challenging to know when to hoover.
Yeah.
When is no one using the floor?
You haven't done it while they're all in bed, have you? Woken them all up. Sunday morning hoover. It's the only time I can do it when you're out of my way.
I mean, that's the thing. I do think, obviously, I try to be sociable. I think when they're out, I'll hoover.
Yeah.
But what if they come back in the middle of it?
Well, have you bought them all tickets to the theatre yet? So you can just get on with a peaceful hoover.
Yeah. It's just like, you shove a 50 in their dirty fists. And just say, fucking lose yourself for fucking 2 hours.
Fucking lose yourself up the hill for 2 hours. When you get back, this place will be spotless.
It's some rambling money.
It's some rambling money. Okay, and this is why I think Dyson have got their heads, you know, screwed on with this. Because the collection bucket on a Dyson is transparent. And you can see the work you're doing.
Ooh, you can see
all the stuff going into through the cyclones, into the collection pod. Or whatever it's called. It's even called a collection pot. It's quite nice. But into there, and it's, yeah, okay. And it feels like...
Does it groan? Sample groan.
Oh!
Yeah. Oh! As though, like, opening the trouser.
Yeah.
Undoing the belt after a heavy meal. Satisfying kind of release of filth. You can turn that down.
Imagine a hoover that made those noises. Like, you got this over the background.
Sounds like a little morsel of pasta or something. It's just sounding like a really satisfying
piece. It gets up through the tubing.
I'm imagining like a, almost like the tube is not metal, it's like latex.
Yeah.
So like huge, like an anaconda.
Yeah.
Can swallow a, like a...
Like the big cartoon hoover pipe. Sort of like taking the shape of whatever's going up it.
Yeah.
And I'm imagining like fireworks attached to the back of it. Every time something lands, it's like a little indoor display.
Just sort of empty the dressers and cabinets at the end of the week.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, why do you think they have not developed underfloor hoovering when they've done other things?
Imagine sort of like your carpet, like on a sort of there's a roller at each end. So you can just take the furniture out, so the underside of the carpet is being brushed and cleaned throughout the week. So you could you're busy dirtying the other side, then come Friday, click a button.
Reversible?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you've got like two rollers, the end of each, you know, each end of the room, then you've got like carpet, then it sort of rotates. So
you're thinking like a sanding, a belt sander.
Yeah, like a big belt sander, yeah. Yeah.
We should go to the belt sander people.
Yeah.
Black and Decker.
I want a huge one, the size of a room, please.
And I don't want like sandpaper on it, I want shag.
On a deep pile.
But like going to the bench, calling up Black and Decker and sort of suggesting that, saying, can we come in and do a presentation? Do you have a rumpus room where we could like demonstrate?
Yeah, well, I think can you imagine, like, your prototype is just like a belt sander with a shoebox on the top.
It's really... And you would just, yeah, you put, like, you super glued some kind of, like, carpet to the sander. And you've managed to... Well, you haven't managed to slow it down. So it goes...
Just tears your box to pieces. There's mangled little figurines across the room.
Like, obviously, we would scale that. Speed is not to scale.
The room is, but the speed, yeah.
And at this point,
we need to get a smaller motor.
Obviously, you would leave the house, ideally, when this is happening.
Or yeah.
Or just leave the room.
Yeah, leave the room. So we'll get all the furniture out. That's the deal, isn't it?
When you come home, all your furniture is like pushed up against the side. You have to pull it back out. I mean, that's great, actually. I like that solution. It's elegant.
Yeah.
But my solution was you know, sort of that kind of air hockey.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of blowing to keep something like slightly on a cushion of air, it's constantly sucking.
That'd be great. So all the time, you've got, you know, a showroom effect. Constantly. You've got...
It's not taking the dust out of the air as well. It's going to have a slight draw on the actual air in the room. But mostly, anything hits the ground and it's just
gone.
Sucked.
Yeah.
Sucked.
So you've got sort of... you've got eight tiny unnotable holes. Place around the room.
Constantly.
The cat's trying to get off it.
Yeah, don't tread on that.
Yeah.
That hole. Yeah, there is issues. I was thinking, maybe the skirting board. It's like the skirting board.
Skirting board would be good.
Is a long, continuous channel of suction. So everything's drawn to the edge.
Yeah. Yeah, you just have to sort of, again, trunking. Trunking. Around the skirt.
Yes.
Yeah.
Trunking would be ideal. I mean, I think a lot of our problems are just due to the way we
use trunking. Not used effectively enough.
By the way, we do lots of fancy designs to houses and interior designing and stuff, but we never really venture far from living on a horizontal.
No. Maybe that's it, living on an incline. And we're going to have like specially adjusted sofas with one end of the legs that are slightly longer. So you can sit down.
I mean, I'm not thinking like 90 degrees.
No.
Like a gentle temper. Maybe with a 10% incline, you have a 10% drop in filth.
Maybe that dust. Is such a simple calculation.
Imagine if it was a Einstein. My equation is a nice equation, but it is not beautiful like the dust incline inversion equation.
Slightly more complex. Yeah, I like the idea of going on Dragon's Den. With that. Right, then, because we've got a 10% incline, there is a 10% decrease in... Are you sure on those figures? Of course I am. It just rolls off the tongue.
So I've been living on a 18% incline.
I've noticed.
You don't get 18% drop, strangely. So 10% is what we call optimum.
Optimum. After 10, things go way...
Yeah, it's not going to be like 90 degrees gives you 90.
Who's ever seen a dustless wall?
That's how you could start.
Yeah.
Say, you know, beautiful white wall. What if?
Or is it?
Yes, it is. We would be obviously together on this, but yeah slightly.
Yeah.
Surprises.
Oh, is it 80? I don't know.
I was looking 10%. At the wall and I was wondering, why is it so much cleaner than the floor? Why do I have to hoover the floor twice a week? And yet I've never hoovered the wall. Also, there must be a scientific reason. The ceiling. Again, never had to hoover it.
I sort of think, yeah. What you could do...
Why?
If you... Yeah, well, I'm still going with your air hockey idea. So you could set... You could set them to suck or blow. So they could blow the dust out, which you could then...
Yes.
That's how you'd clean. Because I'm thinking, where would it collect?
Yes. So blowing might be better, because I think those... Oh, you'd be constantly cleaning out the little holes, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
With a fucking...
So you could unblock them with a blow, with a sharp blast.
Sharp, aggressive blast.
Yeah. Fill the room with dust.
You could set it on timer to happen while you slept.
Or now you could share it out between the rooms. So you could blow it up and then sort of get the next room to suck it all in.
Imagine your house becoming almost uninhabitable. It's like a fucking...
You can get it closer to the door than just have a sharp blast that chucks it out the door.
This is a crazy house. I can't live here.
Just constantly little dust explosion. Then being sucked across into the next room.
Staggered explosions. Time, carefully timed.
I can't sleep in this house.
I can never understand why you spend all day at school and then come home and watch
a
school show.
Yeah.
Even then, I was young enough, obviously, to not perhaps understand TV formats.
Yeah.
To me, I wanted some like relief from school.
Yeah.
Not like more school. So I was like, E-Man, even though I was I was 15, but I'm still watching E-Man.
That's not exactly the same. I was sort of running off saving the universe. I don't want to watch this cartoon about saving the universe. I've already been doing that all morning. I'll put myself down with a bit of Grange Hill. For ages yesterday, I couldn't get that He-Man image out of my head.
He's going to blow his head off
yeah.
and then, like, fondle his crotch.
I don't want you aware of what I'm about to do to you. I'm going to kill you.
Yeah. It's going to be pretty weird.
Things are going to get weird here. But I don't want you telling anybody.
That was so funny how you somehow that image elicited... thought of Andre the Giant experiencing a bad touch from He-Man.
There's that same sort of, he's clearly in control, he's on the floor.
Well, like, I'd like to think that maybe Andre was actually pretending to be unconscious.
Yeah, like a kid pretending to be asleep.
And he's kind of like... Or maybe not wanting it to stop.
Yeah.
I'm thinking it will, if he wakes up, He-Man will
rolling over pretend it more favourable position for He-Man. 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 Say that his name, He-Man. He-Man.
Yeah. He had to put
John He-Man. Is that a He-Man? Bob He-Man.
Is that double barreled?
He-Man.
Prince Adam. He-Man. Prince Adam He-Man.
Beastman.
But is that... That is two words, isn't it?
That is two words. I was thinking, I don't know, maybe that's why I put the hyphen in. You didn't want to be associated with him.
Beastman?
Beastman? Merman? That works. That, yeah.
Merman.
It was Merman.
Merman. I would go with merman, merman. Mormon. Yeah. What other men were there?
Who those?
Ramman.
Ramman.
Ramman. Fistman.
Fistman. Minotaurs.
Minotaurs. Isn't that just like Newcastle? They're Mun. Is that there?
Yeah, I think that's
their dialect. Would they think of it as He-Man?
Maybe they do. Maybe they do.
You got the new He-Man figure. Ooh, still fiddling with my Mun at arms.
Fiddling with my Mun at arms.
Mun. It is just... It's man, isn't it?
It's man, but it's spelt man, but it's not pronounced
they
man.
Say mun. Hey, mun.
Hey, mun.
Hey, mun. Hey, mun. Hey, mun. Master Universe.
Master Universe. Hey, mun.
Oh, God.
I have power!
Who's that fucking Orko? He's my fucking favourite. Fucking legless bastard.
Legless.
Fucking means well.
He'll fuckwit. Well. He means well. Oh, you screwed it up. Orko, man.
Orko, man.
Universe. Oh, come on. Oh, you screwed it up.